This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits, all the other good stuff, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about why do narcissists hurt the ones they love? Why? I just typed in why do narcissists into Google, y'all, and this is in the YouTube, and this first thing that came up, I was like, let me dive in. If y'all don't know already, y'all, the self-love journal, my self-love journal is available on Amazon. Check it out. Lee Hammack, self-love. I love me. Help you regain and rebuild that self-love and all the other good stuff. You know, help you get out of toxicity and things like that. But yeah, why do narcissists hurt the ones that they love? So y'all, this is going, I promise y'all, I'm not trying to be controversial when I say this, because y'all know I try to avoid controversy. I try to avoid arguments and things like that with people. That's just not my cup of tea. You know what I mean? It's not my cup of tea to argue and fuss and fight with people. But this is my perspective right here, y'all. I don't think most narcissists, I know people, a lot of people think it's intentional that narcissists set out to hurt people from the beginning. Like, narcissists are just like demons that are created just to haunt you and just terrorize you and torture you and things like that. I don't think a lot of narcissists do it intentionally. Because me, when I was, you know, when I was in my, getting into my relationship, when I first started getting into relationships and things like that, you know, I wasn't intentionally setting out to hurt people. I was, you know, did people get hurt? Yes, absolutely. Do people get hurt when you deal with narcissists? Absolutely. A lot of people end up getting hurt with narcissists. But intent, this is why I say intent versus impact. Like, my intent was not to hurt you. The narcissistic person's intent may not have been to hurt you, but their impact was to hurt. What was, you did get hurt. The intent wasn't to hurt you, but you were impacted. You were hurt. Absolutely, yes. A lot of narcissists hurt people. The people closest to narcissists are going to get hurt anyway, because you're in this, you're, if you compare a narcissist to like a nuke, what the hell was that? If you compare a narcissist to like a bomb, right? A little narcissistic bomb right here. A little ticking narcissist, little ticking time bomb of a narcissist right here. If I blow up, right? If you see a regular bomb that blows up, what happens is what they call a blast radius. Anything that's in this radius of me, in this general radius of me, is going to get affected. The closer you are to the blast radius, the more impact, the more damage that you take on, right? People outside the blast radius typically don't get hurt as much, you know. So work colleagues, social media friends, and people who follow you on social media, you know, outside friends and family members and things like that, you know, just people out in public, you know, crowds, you know, followings or whoever it is, they are typically outside of the blast radius, so they don't get the genuine version of the narcissistic person. You, behind closed doors, you are within their blast radius. Their home, your home address is ground zero for a damn explosion. You see what I'm saying? Your home is ground zero. So you are literally at the blast site. So when this narcissistic person blows up and they start going into narcissistic rage, they go into silent treatment, they start lying to you, they start cheating on you and things like this, you are within this blast radius. So of course you're going to feel it. You know what I mean? Are there some narcissists who are there some narcissistic people who intentionally set out to hurt others? Absolutely. Hell yes. There are some evil bastards out here. Y'all, let's be real. There are some evil narcissistic bastards that set out to hurt you. They don't, and they do not care that you get hurt. Their intent is to hurt you and their impact is to hurt you. There are very, very sadistic narcissistic people out there. But a lot of other narcissists hurt you by trying to make themselves happy. They are searching for fulfillment. You mean, so they're trying to make themselves happy and searching for fulfillment, and maybe not intending to hurt you, but you do get hurt. The closer you are to me, the more likely you are to get hurt. Again, the blast radius analogy. I'm a grenade, I'm a bomb, I'm going to blow up and hurt you. You know? So you hear, that's why you say when a narcissistic part, like, let's just say, I know I talk about cheating a lot because it's very easy to talk about cheating. It just is. You got cheated on. It's just very easy to come out the mouth. And a lot of people have been cheated on, so you understand it. But if that narcissistic person lies to you, if they manipulate you, if they gaslight you, if they put their hands on you, if they give you the silent treatment or rage and yell and scream at you or say something evil to you, you see what I'm saying? It is a defense mechanism. They are trying to defend themselves against shame or accountability or whatever they're trying to defend themselves against. They're either trying to protect their egos. Their intent is to protect themselves. Their impact is hurting you. You know, and like I said, some of them will absolutely try to hurt you on purpose, y'all, because they feel like you hurt them. If a narcissistic person perceives that you are hurt, have hurt them, I didn't say you hurt them. I said if they perceive it, if they think you hurt them, or they think you are trying to attack them, they think that you are trying to criticize them. You see what I'm saying? If they think that, then they perceive it as an attack, and they will attack you. Why do they hurt the ones that why do they hurt the ones that they love? Because they feel like you hurt them. They feel like they are not enough. Sometimes they hurt you because they feel like they don't deserve love.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So when they feel like they don't deserve love, they hurt the people around them. They resent. Some narcissists will resent you for loving them, because how could you love a wreck like me? They feel like you've been unintentional with your love, unintentional with your heart, or you've been misleading with your love and heart. Not unintentional. You're being misleading with your love. Like, you're lying to me. How could you love me? How could anybody love me? I'm horrible. I'm terrible. I'm beating myself up. How could you love me? So you must be lying to me, right? If you're lying to me, that means you're trying to hurt me, right? You're trying to get close to me because you want to see me vulnerable, right? You want to use my vulnerability against me, right? That's why you're trying to get close to me. That's why you love me, right? So they try to push you away. You see what I'm saying? You get too close. Why do they hurt the ones that they love? You get too close to them. You're too close to me. The closer you are, the more vulnerable I've probably been to you. You see what I'm saying? And I think vulnerability is weakness. So if you see me vulnerable before, they have to, like, yo, if you've seen a narcissist vulnerable before, like, I know a lot of people just like, a lot of people will say, well, I've seen them cry before. I've seen them being vulnerable. I've seen this. I've seen that. Yeah, y'all. If they've had moments of vulnerability in front of you where they've been crying and screaming and they've been hurting, they've expressed some type of emotional pain to you, they're going to get you back for that. They're going to punish you for making them be vulnerable. Let me say that again. They're going to punish you for making them be vulnerable and you seeing them in this moment of vulnerability, because they think that you can use their use their own vulnerability against them. You can attack me because now I've been weak in front of you. That's why you see a lot, these videos of narcissistic people begging and crying and screaming for another chance. Please give me another chance. I just want another chance. Please, 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 please. And then if you post said video or you expose said video, they'll be like, I was lying. Dad, y'all don't know what happened. Dad, rah, 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 rah. I'm just telling you, narcissistic people will punish you for their vulnerability. Why do they hurt the people? Why do they hurt the people that they love? Because you've seen them vulnerable. You've seen them vulnerable. They feel like you are now... Because you see me vulnerable, now you are like an enemy inside of me. Now my mind perceives you as an enemy right now. Because you've seen my vulnerability, I perceive you as an enemy. You know what I mean? You see me be vulnerable. You see me be open. You see me be honest. But now I'm just like, now you see me at my weakest. How dare you? How dare you make me have to expose myself to win you over? How dare you make me beg for your forgiveness? How dare you make me cry? I'm going to get you back. You see what I'm saying? Why do they hurt the ones that they love? Because they feel like they need to defend themselves against you. It is a wild mindset being a narcissist. I say this time and time again. It is a wild mindset thinking like this, being acting like this, like feeling like you're not deserving of love. You know, and when people give you love, you don't trust it. Like, I don't trust you. How could you love me? You know, it's like, I don't trust you. How could you love me? You can't, you shouldn't. So I feel like you're lying to me. So now, because I feel like you're lying to me, I have to get you back, you know? And I know that sucks to hear. I know people, a lot of people, when I say this to people, they hate to hear that. Like, Lee, what the hell are you talking about? Y'all see it. This is the mindset. This is the mentality that a lot of narcissists have. Like, because we feel like you are lying to us. You're too close to us. You know, the people closest to us have seen us at our worst. You might have seen, like, you might be better than me. I might feel insignificant to you. You might be more successful than me. So you're too close to me. Now you make me feel insignificant. You hurt, your existence hurts my ego. So I need to bring you down a notch. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just your existence. Why do narcissists hurt the people that they love? Because you make me feel insignificant by your success, by your beauty, by your handsomeness, whatever the dynamic you have, by your fitness, by your ability to be genuine and authentic, by the ability to have good, genuine friendships. It is a wild mindset to have, y'all. It is a wild dynamic to have. It is a wild. It just is, y'all. Sometimes I hate thinking like this, and I don't want to hurt the people that I love. I really, really don't. So that's why I go to therapy. You know, I have to go to therapy to take accountability for my actions and my thoughts, you know, so I can just put them on. I can understand them better, you know. Truly, 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 y'all. But I'm going to wrap this thing up, y'all. Before y'all go, like I said, I have channel memberships available now. Prior to responses to the comments, look, hit the join link in the comment section and whatnot. But also, if you're in the Orlando, Florida area, May 20th, we're doing our next in-person workshop, May 20th in Orlando, Florida, how to free yourself from emotional abuse, deal with gaslighting, breaking the trauma bond, all of the other good stuff, y'all. Link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.